package. It'll be Phil Lynn, filling in for Tony Kubek and leading off, playing shortstop. Bobby Richardson will hit second and play second. Roger Maris in right field, hitting in the third position. Mickey Mantle in the cleanup spot. He'll be playing center. Tommy Tresh in left field, hitting in the fifth position. Joe Pepitone will be at first base, hitting sixth. Elston Howard will do the catching. He'll hit seventh. Cleet Boyer at third base, hitting eighth. And Al Downing will be doing the pitching. For the Orioles, Jackie Brandt will lead off and play center field. Luis Aparicio will play shortstop and hit second. John Boo Powell will be in left field, hitting third. Norm Severn will be in the cleanup spot, playing first base. John Orsino, who's had a hot bat, will do the catching, and he'll hit fifth. Sam Bowen will be in right field today, and he'll be hitting in the sixth spot. Brooks Robinson, the third baseman, will be hitting seventh. Jerry Adair will be at second, hitting eighth. And Robin Roberts will be doing the pitching. Batteries once again. For the Yankees, Downing pitching, Howard catching. For the Orioles, Roberts pitching and Orsino catching. And we'd like to mention right now that Armed Forces Radio will be with us today enjoying this broadcast. It will be deemed to our men in the armed services overseas. Taking a look at Robin Roberts, last year he had a record of 14-13. Boy, what a pitcher he's been. Of course, most of his great years coming with the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League. He was 1-1 against New York last year in his 3-1 lifetime at 37 years old. He filed a 1.45 earned run average this spring in 31 innings. Robin has won 258 Major League Baseball games, to rank number 23 on the all-time Major League list. 12th in total strikeouts, 2,097. And he's 18th in innings pitched, 4,182. So he should move up this year. In great shape this spring. A great competitor and one of the top pitchers of all time. Last year, Bill Kinnaman. At first base will be Jim Honacek. Ed Runge will be at second, and Al Smith will be at third. And we'd like to mention right now that WCBS is joining us right now. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we will have our national anthem.
Douglas television variety show. He has quite a show. It's a 90-minute show, and it features a co-host each week. Big names in the entertainment field. Arlene Dahl, Dorothy Dandridge, Pat Carroll, Maury Amsterdam, Jaja Gabor, Gypsy Rose Lee, and James Mansfield. There's other prominent names, and they're quite prominent in different ways in their own fields. And as Jerry told you, it's a beautiful day for a ball game. Frank Rossetti is over at third base doing the coaching, and over at first, Jimmy Gleason. Bill Lynn steps into the batter's box, ready to face Robin Roberts. Robin, born in Springfield, Illinois, September the 30th, 6'1", 195 pounds. First pitch of the ball game is taken outside, ball one. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Back with a fastball. Line to left field for a base hit. Powell is up with the ball, and Lynn takes a big stand, goes quite a ways down, then hustles back. Boy, he was ready to go. So Lynn gets his first base hit of the year. In the batter. Sebring holding the bag against Lynn. The pitch to Bobby. Bluffs the bunt, takes it for a strike. A breaking ball on the outside corner. That was Lynn's second hit in 11 times at bat. Lynn leads away. Pitch to Bobby is outside. 1-1. Terry Coleman just reminded me that Lynn beat out a bunt. Very first game. Sam Bowen playing a very shallow right field against Richardson, and that wind is blowing out that way. The pitch to Bobby with the pitch out, throw to first base, and Lynn jumps back ahead of the tag. Two balls and a strike. Do they look shallow to you in right field? Bobby's got foul. He can hit it over his head. Here's a stretch. The pitch is right on the outside corner. 2-2. Roberts, of course, has that 10-point control. He has always had it throughout his major league career. Ready for the 2-2 pitch. A foul in back of the plate. Ortino has got room in foul territory. Under it and takes it. For the first out, and it brings up Roger Maris. Bobby is now 1-for-10 on the year. Maris is 2-for-10. On deck, Tom Trutt. close as it was yesterday. Ready for the 2-0 pitch. Change up outside. Ball three. 3-0. deck, Louis Aparicio. Downing gets the sign. The windup and the pitch foul back in the upper deck out of play. Out holds at one ball and two strikes. Elson Howard running out to the mound to talk with Al Downing. Tomorrow, Bob Meyer was scheduled to pitch against Milt Pappas, but because of Bill Stafford's sore shoulder, and by the way, Yogi Berra sent Stafford back to New York for treatment of his stiff right shoulder. Dr. Sidney Gaynor will take care of him. Bud Daly will pitch tomorrow, and Bob Meyer will pitch one of the games up in Boston on Monday. High foul. Howard and Pepitone after it. Howard calling for it. Pepitone calls and makes the catch. A lot easier for that first baseman to make the catch coming in than Howard going out down the line. One out brings up Aparicio. Louis Benning, 364. 4 for 11. Has one triple, one run batted in, and three stolen bases. And it was his stolen base in yesterday's game that sent this game into overtime. Stole second, Howard throwing out to center field, and Louis scored all the way. It's Aparicio right down the middle, strike call. On deck is Bo Powell. Boyer is in a third.
Again, down.
down, he takes too much time, and Boog Powell steps out of the batter's box. The crowd not nearly as large as yesterday. They had a little over 35,000. A lot of kids here today, though, enjoying the game. All right, Downing's ready. His pitch is outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Deck out of play. Powell is 6'3", 235 pounds. Is a check swing and a slow. Two balls, two strikes. Take a quick look at the other scores. It's the Angels, nothing. Detroit, nothing, end of three. Cleveland, one. Kansas City, nothing, end of two and a half. Minnesota, three. Washington, nothing, end of two. Chicago at Boston, just getting underway. A full count on Boog Powell. National League, no game started as yet. Ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is, and it's strike three ball. He turned him and hit the outside corner. First strikeout for Downing. Three up, three down for Baltimore. At the end of one full inning, it's the Yankees nothing and the Orioles nothing. Remember, tickets for all 1964 Yankee home games are on sale now. Here are several simple ways to get your choice of seats for the big games this season. You can buy tickets over the counter at the Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office, open daily, Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., and also until after the completion of all night games. There's plenty of free parking while you do your quick ticket shopping. Tickets are also on sale at the Yankees' convenient Midtown Ticket Office on the mezzanine of Grand Central Terminal, overlooking the main information booth. Central Ticket Office is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Box and reserve seat reservations also are available at all Kraft restaurants in the greater New York area. And, of course, you can order now by mail. Simply send your order to the ticket manager, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. Enclose your check or money order to cover and include your own name and address. Seats are $3.50, reserve seats are still $2.50, all tax included. Please add 25 cents to your total order to cover mailing charges. For the Yankees, it'll be Joe Pepitone. And Pepitone is the only Yankee in the starting lineup outside of Downing who has not had a base hit so far this year. Joe is hopefully. Robin Roberts into that easy windup. The pitch is outside, ball one. On deck, Elston Hollis. Changeup pop high in the air to right field. Sam Bowen moving in, flips the glasses down, and makes the catch just in fair territory. Middle strike one call. a foul back on the screen. Nothing in two. Al Downing just now coming out of the Yankee dugout. The pitch is a little bit low. One ball, two strikes. They're having the same kind of weather back home, Jared. Nice and warm. The pitch is outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch to Boya. High foul. Near the stand, and I believe it's coming back. Yes, into the seats and out of play as Gorsino and Steven chase it alongside the Yankee dugout. Johnny Orsino again has black substance under his eyes. You see a lot of football players do that. Some baseball players, not too many. Remember Johnny Mize used to do it. Billy Martin used to do it. I was going to say the good hitter, so you mentioned Martin. Hope Billy don't hear that. I just kidding. Again, the 2-2 pitch. The ground ball hits it short on a big hop to Aparicio. Fires to first in, staring for the out. The Yankees are three up, three down here in the top of the second. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Yankees nothing, the Birds nothing.
Say, Joe, you've changed to a filter cigarette, I see.
Yup. From here on in, it's Winston and me.
Been thinking of changing to a filter, too.
Changing to a filter? Winston for you. Yes, the big swing is to Winston. For only Winston has both a modern filter and exclusive filter blend up front. No wonder Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far. Change to Winston.
Better than 2 weeks. I was afraid he wouldn't be in shape for the start of the season, but got no
off to a great start. Downing, two strike pitch. High foul. Coming back near the screen and on the screen. Still nothing in two. Billy Hunter, coaching at third, was ejected from the ball game yesterday as he came in to argue on a disputed called third strike to Willie Kirkland. And foul went in, and that might have won the ball game for the Orioles. He waved Aparicio all the way in on a stolen base. High on the next pitch, ball one. Well, the kids are waking up out in the bleachers now, yelling, "We want to hit." One out, nobody on, no score. Downing's changeup is over. Strike three, called a beautiful pitch by Al Downing for his second strike out of the ball game. He had Orsino leaning, and all Johnny could do was hope that the pitch was bad. Brings up Sam Bowen. Bowen's been up twice this year without a base hit. Pitch outside, ball one. Last year had 22 home runs with Rochester. Pretty fast, too, had 15 stolen bases. Downing pitches on the outside corner, one and one. Brooks Robinson on deck. Here's a ground ball in the hole. Made a beautiful backhand stop, but his off-balance throw was not in time. It's an infield single for Brooks Robinson. For Sam Bowen. That was an infield hit for Sam Bowen. Brooks Robinson is at bat. Field.
identification. Top of the third. Robin Roberts ready. His pitch is on the outside corner, strike call. Give you the scores during the ball game here. It's the Angels 1, Detroit nothing, and the 4, Newton. Homered in the fifth. That's his second homer of the year for the Angels. Pitch is low and outside. It's McBride against Lola. Cleveland 1, Kansas City nothing, end of 3. O'Donohue against Donovan. Minnesota 3, Washington nothing, end of 2.5. Allen homered in the second for the Twins. Low and outside, ball two. The White Sox came up with 6 runs in the top of the first, playing the Red Sox. Pitch out to short right field. Bowen puts the glasses down. Is there and takes it for the first out. In that Minnesota-Washington game. And Peters for the White Sox. Wilson started for the Red Sox. Wood came on in the first. Lins ripped a single to left field his first time attack. Philadelphia at Chicago in the National League. It's tough against Buell just getting underway. Pittsburgh playing the Mets. Score subject to delay like yesterday because of labor difficulties. Pitch is right down the middle, strike call. St. Louis at San Francisco. Cincinnati at Los Angeles. Milwaukee at Houston. Later stop. On Lins, Richardson on deck. Roberts pitch in the dirt, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is in there, strike two, a breaking pitch just above the knees. 1-2. Delivers it to foul off the screen. Now holds at 1-2. One out, nobody on. Next pitch to Lins, a ground ball. Backing up is Brooks Robinson up with it. Close to first. And threw off balance. And the tough thing was catching the ball in the first place. I don't think there are two better defensive third basemen in either league than playing here today, Brooks Robinson and Cleve Boyer. Here's Bobby Richardson, foul to the catcher, first time up. 2 out, nobody on. It's to Bobby. A line drive to right center. Bowen's holding over and one hit. There's a curve in there. Strike one call. There, a right-hand batter crouches at the plate. Downing's 1-strike pitch high, 1-1. Dean and Pee Wee Reese, right?
right in the next booth to us during the game of the week for CBS television. Jerry Adair. Downing's curve is strike three, call. And that's strikeout number three for Downing. He's had one in each of the first three innings. It brings up Robin Roberts, a switch batter who will be hitting right-handed against Cal Downing. Is right down the middle, strike call. Curve swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two. Jackie Brandt on deck.
Jackie Brandt, who fouled out to Pepitone in the first inning.
pitch is high and outside. Ball one. Pitch is pop foul, coming back out of play. One on one the count.
Beautiful. player is having to take some extra chances. Kirk takes a strike right ahead. Two balls and a strike to Tommy. Yogi is getting baptized into the tightness of some of these ball games that he'll be running into throughout the 64 season. Good ones all. A 2-1 delivery to Tom. Drilled right field. And it's just there on that line. Bouncing on the abrupt back into right field. Myers coming around third is going to try to score. Here's the throw for Bowen. And it's wide. Goes back to the fence here. Roberts backing up, but not in time. As Tommy Press goes all the way to third. That will have to go as a double for Press. Against the railing here, just behind the play, allowing Stretch to go on to third. And that is the first extra base hit for the Yankees. The Yankees move out in front by a score of 1-0. Roger Maris coming all the way around. So Tommy Stretch pulls in at third base with one down. The Oriole infield is pulled in as Joe Pepitone comes up. He flies to right field in the second inning. Roberts takes the line and delivers outside to Tuffy. Ball one. The Yankees moving out in front, 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Tommy Stretch coming up with the first extra base hit of the season for the Yankees. Roberts checking Orsino. Oriole infield pulled in. Delivers to Pepitone. A hopper toward second. Adair's got it. Holds Stretch at third. Flips to first, and there's two down. Joe Pepitone, who is yet to get a base hit in the first three ball game. He's over 10 now. He has one hopper right to Jerry Adair. With two down now, here's Elston Howard, who grounded out to the shortstop in the second inning. Ellie, 4 for 10, hitting at an even 400. They're going to put him off. Hank Bauer, the Oriole manager, says, put Elston Howard on, and they're going to pitch to Cleet Boyer. Ball two. Roberts delivers. Ball three. 3-0 to Ellie. Ball four, and Howard goes down to first base. That's the second walk of the game given up by Roberts. He walked Mantle in the first inning. Of course, this one, an intentional pass. Now here's Cleet Boyer with Yankees at first and third. Two down. One run in here on the top of the fourth. Boyer bounces the shortstop in the second inning. He's 0-1. Roberts pitch delivers outside. Ball one to Cleet. Blair, 2-for-9. Hitting at 222. Cleet wears that golf glove on his left hand. A lot of the players do that, more so in the early portion of the year. Roberts sets, delivers to Cleet. Outside, 2-0 to count. Of course, Roberts is certainly aware of the fact that Al Downing is in the on-deck circle. And he's not a guy who gives up a lot of baseball balls, and he may feel that unless he can get Boyer to swing at a bad pitch, he's just as soon pitch to Downing with the bases loaded. Foul, right back against the screen. Two balls and a strike to Cleet Boyer. Robin Roberts. What a pitcher he's been. 258 lifetime victories. Now Roberts sets. Runners lead off first and third. Delivery to Boyer is fouled off into the upper deck. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Howard at first base, Stretch at third. Yankees out in front, 1-0. Now Roberts sets. The pitch is fouled against the screen. 2-2 the count holds. Boyer, who usually has a pretty good early season activity at the plate, hanging in there. Last year, Roberts 14 games for the Orioles. Now he's set. Delivers again to Cleet. Just missed outside. A full count. 3-2 the count to Blair. So Ellie Howard at first base will be moving on this one. That takes the force away at second. Count to Cleet Boyer. Howard at first, stretch at third. There goes Howard. The pitch to Boyer is hit high in the air in foul territory toward the Orioles dugout, and that is going to be just out of play by about 5 rows. Brooks Robinson. Boy, he is a great glove man. He can do it all. He's got the good bat and the good glove. And the guy at the plate, Cleet Boyer, still told you these are two of the better third basemen in baseball. Holds it 3-2 to Boyer. Al Downing in the on-deck circle. Roberts checking with Orsino. The guy he'd like to get, then he can start off with a pitcher. Next inning as the leadoff batter. Now the payoff pitch to Boyer again. Swung and fouled, and that ball for a minute looked like it got away from Orsino, but it fouled off of his shin guard and bounced off to the right. So the count once again holds at 3-2. Mel Allen joining us from the TV side. Now we're ready once again. The payoff pitch to Boyer. There goes Howard outside. 4. So Robin Roberts, not wanting to risk something too good to Boyer, gives up his third base on ball. And he's got the bags loaded, and he'll be pitching to Al Downing, who's flying to right field in the third inning. He's 0-1. Al Downing, batting from the right side. Downing making his second trip to the plate here in 1964. Bags are loaded. Robin Roberts into the windup, delivers to Downing, who swings and misses strike one. Trying to work out of his first real jam in this ballgame. He's ready again. He's got the time. The runners lead off. The pitch to Downing is foul directly up over our heads. Nothing and two, the count to Al. So Roberts getting out in front of Downing. Now he's got in a, he's in a spot where he can start to work those corners. Downing working from the right-hand side. He's swinging from the right side. As Roberts goes into the windup, the two-strike delivery to Al. The curveball swung on it. Strike three. So Robin Roberts gets out of it in the top of the fourth inning by giving only one run on two hits, one Oriole error, three men left. And the score after 3.5, the Yankees one run on three hits, the Orioles no runs on one hit. Won't let you down.
Don't get a smile and be kind. We're not to Valentine's. Get a smile and be kind. Name is Valentine's beer. Wow, what a beer. Louis, I'm going to
go. Let's pause for station identification.
Before 3 o'clock, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Here's Louis Aparicio as we move into the last half of the fourth inning, leading off for the Orioles. He flies to left field in the first inning. Al Downing, the left-hander, into the windup, delivers Aparicio, and it's outside, 1. Downing, pitching brilliantly to this point, has allowed only 2 balls to go into the outfield. Aparicio flies to left, and Robinson flies to center. We're in the last half of the fourth. Yankees leading 1-0. Downing into the lineup again. Aparicio fouls it straight back. 1-1. Cleet Boyer playing in about 10 feet at third base. And Aparicio, he'll pull the ball occasionally, so the third baseman has really got to be moving. 1-1 the count to Aparicio as Downing delivers outside. 2-2. Louis has led the American League in stolen bases for 8 consecutive years. And
and that counts every year that he's been in the big leagues. 1956. The 2-1 pitch to Abruzzo. It's high, 3-1 to count. 3 balls, 1 strike. Abruzzo steps out, checks Billy Hunter down at third for sign. 3-1 to count to Lewis. Abruzzo, as Phil told you, put the ball game in extra innings yesterday by stealing second and coming around to score on the ball that went into center field. Downing, the 3-1 delivery to Abruzzo is called strike two. 3-2. Big John Boo Powell in the on deck circle for the Orioles. Downing takes the time. He gets the sign into the windup. The payoff pitch is hit high in the air, straight back, and coming back off the screen. Ellie Howard moving back towards the screen and went in about 10 feet. So the count once again holds at 3-2. Full count to Abruzzo. Pitch is fouled back on the screen again. Three and two to count to Abruzzo. Downing again, ready with the sign. Six hours. Picks up one. He's got it into the windup. Delivers the foul. He fouls it off into the upper deck. Strike one. What excitement that is generated by a man who can run those races. Fans immediately come to life. I love to see him run. First Downing, left-hand pitcher, makes it a little bit tougher for Abruzzo to get that good jump. Now Abruzzo takes that lead. Throw to first is wide after he's still back in front of the time. A one strike count to foul. Nobody out. Yankees leading 1-0. We're in the last of the fourth. Now after he's still with the lead. That says a slow batter out to play. Howard up with it. Throws to first to get foul, but on the play. Abruzzo moves down to second. So John Powell hitting a dribbler out in front of the plate down the first baseline is out from Howard to Pepitone. Abruzzo now moves down to second base in scoring position. And that'll bring up the cleanup batter, Norm Seaborn. Seaborn pops to Boyer in foul territory. He's 0-1. Seaver acquired from the Kansas City A's in a straight player trade for Jim Gentile. He's sitting under 200. He's 2-for-11 right now. He calls time and steps out. Downing being a little more deliberate. Abruzzo on at second base. One out. Downing's got the sign. He's set. Delivers to Seaver and it's low. A curveball. A broke down. Ball one. On a second base, he is the kind of a guy who likes to upset the pitcher. He started to run, taking a few quick steps, trying to upset Downing. As Downing turns around to look at him, let's see what he does this time. There he goes again, he's walking off this time. Downing steps, delivers the fever, and up the middle, off down and play, out for a second. Richardson. Leg that crammed comes Big John Orsino, who's really had a hot bat. Orsino struck out on the second inning, but in the first three games, he's gone 5-for-12. Two home runs, one double, three RBIs. Right-hand batter. Orioles at first and third, one away. Downing set, delivered to Orsino. Single to left and bounce to third. slippers outside again. 2 balls, no strikes. Over in the National League, after an inning and a half, the Cubs lead the Phillies 2-0. Pittsburgh and the Mets, we have yet to receive a score. Now Roberts, the 2-ball delivery to Lynn, the 1-hopper to third. Robinson right at the bag, the long throw in plenty of time. There's one away. Second time, the Lynn is out to Brooks Robinson. Other games in the National League not yet underway. St. Louis and San Francisco, Cincinnati and Los Angeles, and Milwaukee at Houston. Now here's Bobby Richardson coming off. A 1-1 ball game. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One out, nobody on. Robin Roberts into the windup. Delivers to Bobby. Caught the corner. Strike ball. Richardson tops to the catcher. And then was out on a fine play by the right fielder, Sam Bowen. Takes outside. Ball one. Strike one to Bobby. Richardson, who has only one base hit so far, is 1-for-11. Now the 1-1 pitch to Bobby. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. The Yankees, who have not been hitting with a great deal of authority thus far, they have only one extra base hit. Richardson takes just outside. 3-1 the count. Bobby started to go and held up. John Orsino, the catcher, was squeezing that ball like he just wanted that pitch. And Robin Roberts kind of had that lost look on his face. You know, when a pitcher goes to that corner and he thinks he's got it, and the umpire says ball, kind of hurts. Hitter has a different viewpoint. Now the 3-1 pitch to Bobby. A bunt in front of the mound. Roberts up with it. Throws to first in time to get Richardson. Robin Roberts coming over about a 5-foot step. Grabbed that ball barehanded right out in front of the mound there to throw Richardson out. And he's 2 up and 2 down here on the top of the fifth inning. And that brings up Roger Maris, who singled to right and later scored the only Yankee run.
Fun, Valentine. Wow!
Don't you just smile, let me shine with a Valentine. Wow, what a day is that, Valentine.
Cup full of ice, Valentine. Hands reach in. What a time.
Wow. Here at the beer hall, refreshing around.
Fifth inning. It'll be Jerry Adair, Robin Roberts, and Jackie Brandt for the Orioles, as the Orioles and the Yankees are in a 1-1 battle here. Beautiful, sunshiny day in Baltimore. The kind of weather that brings them out. Al Downing, going for his first victory of 1964 and his first start, goes into the windup, delivers to Adair, to the sub, down at a short, lingers up with it on the second hop, throws the Pepitone, one away. Jerry Adair jumping on that first pitch, rounding out sharply to fill in. And that brings up Robin Roberts. Roberts struck out in the third inning. He's 0-1. Switch hitter. He's that right-handed against Al Downing. Now Downing into the windup, delivers to Robbie. There's another hop right back to the mound. Taken by Downing, and he throws to Pepitone. Roberts was only about halfway down when he was out, just stopped, and back he goes. That ball took one big hop past Sweetwater and was hit by not more than a foot. So Jackie Brandt coming up with his first base hit in this ball game, and the fourth hit off of Al Downing. Doubles down the left field line, and that'll bring up Louis Aparicio, who slide to left and walk. Aparicio has scored the only Oriole run. We're in a 1-1 ball game here. It's all tied up. Last of the fifth. Two down. Brad on a second. And Aparicio the batter. Louis. Takes slow. Ball one. Aparicio hitting as 4-for-12. 333 mark. That one triple. One RBI. To Louis. He is low. A curveball. A broke down. Two balls, no strike. Two and over the count. John Boo Powell, big left-hand power hitter in the on-deck circle for the Birds. Brandt taking the lead at second. Down in second. Stutz delivers to Aparicio, and it's high. Ball three. Three balls, no strike. Up a little bit. You find an experienced catcher who will sense when a pitcher may be upset or starting to get into trouble and will try to change the pace ever so much. Okay, Downing sets again. Delivers to Aparicio. He takes it all away and it's high, ball four. So Aparicio draws his second walk in this ball game. John Powell. Powell, who plays with power. 25 home runs, 82 RBIs last year, hit 265. Figure at 235 pounds. That's from the left. Downing sets, delivers. A check swing and foul picked up by Billy Hunter. Down in the coaching box, and he throws the ball out. And now, played umpire Bill Cinnamon says, throw the ball back to me, and I'll tell you if it goes out of the ball game. Billy Hunter.
Of course, that's an old trick by the coaches. They want to get rid of some of the balls that may look a little bit shady to them. And the plate umpire, who is the final decision maker in these matters, he wanted to be the man to throw the ball. Okay, a two-strike count. Set, delivers, fouls it off. Count holds, nothing to do. Billy Hunter, in his years with the Yankees, always a pepper pot ball player. He had a great glove, and like many of us, was a little deficient with a stick. But boy, he could handle that glove. A great arm to go with it.
Nothing in two of the count to Powell. Runners at first and second. Now Downing sets. Sixth runner delivers to Powell, who just nips it and fouls it back on the screen. That was a high slider. Once again, on count holds, there's nothing in two to Powell. Native of Key West, Florida. That's just about as far as you could get without being out of the continental limits of the United States. A 1-1 ball game, last of the fifth. Downing taking a little time. And as he takes a little time, Powell thinks it's too much time and he steps out of the box. Okay. Powell gets back in. Straightaway stand. Downing has the side power. Set, delivers. High fastball. Powell very nearly came to go after that one. Very nearly went after. One ball, two strikes to Johnny Powell. The pitch to Powell is swung on a miss. Strike three, and he got him. That's strikeout number six for Al Downing, and a big one it was. For the Orioles in the last of the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, no Yankee error, two men left. The score at the end of five, the Yanks won and the Orioles won.
Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Houston tonight. Rather
Roberts delivers to Tommy Crisch, who swings and misses at a fastball, strike one. One out here. It's all tied up at one apiece. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Yankees with three hits, the Orioles with four. Tommy Crisch, the batter. Fly to center, double to right. Takes outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Tommy Crisch has the only extra base hit for the Yankees so far this year. And he has the only RBI in this ballgame. Robert sets Sorcino, the right-hander, is into the windup, delivers to Crisch. It's tanked up, in on the ground, slowly towards first. Deeper and over, foul territory, takes it. And the count goes to one ball, two strikes. Tommy Crisch. Crisch batting from the left side. Got a white golf glove on his left hand. Maris is on his right hand. The 1-2 delivery to Crisch is outside. 2-2 to count. Tommy hitting at 3-4-11. The 2-2 delivery to Crisch is outside. 3-2, a full count to Crisch. In the on-deck circle for the Yanks is Joe Pepitone. Yogi Berra has been switching with Pepitone and Howard, depending on whether it's a right-hander or a left-hander. He moves Pepitone up when the right-hander's pitching, and Howard up when the left-hander's pitching. Crisch on the ground, out toward the middle. Nice play by Aguirre. Delivers to Pepitone outside, ball one. Robin Roberts. Giving up only three hits, one run. It's a 1-1 ball game. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Pepitone, pitch, strike ball. One ball, one strike. Might remind you also that on Saturday, April the 25th, that will be Ladies' Day. So all you gals make a point of coming out because the weather has really been great. Pepitone takes low and outside, two balls and a strike. Jimmy Gleason coaching at first for the Yanks, and Frank Perchetti down at third, trying to fire up the Yankee hitters a little bit. The 2-1 delivery to Pepitone. Outside, 3-1, three balls, one strike. Elston Howard in the on-deck circle for the Yanks. Roberts, 37 years old, winner of 258 lifetime Major League ball games. He won 14 and lost 13 last year for the Orioles. He's into the windup. The 3-1 delivery of Pepitone. A high fly at a short right field. Going back is Adair, coming in Bowen. Bowen called for six. That retires the Yankees from the top of the sixth inning. 3-3 down. The score after 5.5, the Yanks won and the Orioles won.
Neighborhood Tavern.
After 5.5, the Yanks won and the Orioles won.
Two more Valentine's here, huh, Joe?
Neighborhood Tavern.
Friday night.
Come on in. Join the crowd.
Look at the guy. Have him a ball.
Shuffleboard.
A couple of beers.
Tavern, friends, Valentine's.
Wow!
You've got a smile every time with a Valentine. Wow, what a beer, that's Valentine.
Beer on deck. Have another. Set him up.
Oh, brother. Wow!
Beer at the beer, most presenting around.
that's half the sixth inning. 1-1 ball game here from Baltimore. The Orioles going at it. We have a bulletin just coming in. Tony Gonzalez, the Philadelphia center fielder, a 300 hitter for them, and a key man in their figuring for 1964, was hit on the head by a pitched ball from Bob Buell. He's dazed and unable to resume in the ball game. He was carried from the field on a stretcher, so we all hope that Tony is okay. Norm Seaver facing Al Downing here in the last half of the sixth inning. Takes low for ball one. And having been beamed on two different occasions, it doesn't hurt, but it has a tendency to make a little bit shy of that plate for a while. One ball delivery to Seaver, and it's pop foul off into the stand. One ball, one strike. Repeat that again. Tony Gonzalez, the Philadelphia center fielder, was beamed by Bob Buell. From the field on a stretcher. He was dazed, but not unconscious. One ball, one strike to count to Norm Seaburn. We got a 1-1 ball game here. Downing delivers. Seaburn fouls it behind the plate. Count, one ball and two strikes. Gene Woodling coaching at first for the Orioles. That's Yankee, and another Yankee, Billy Hunter, down at third. Seaburn hopped to third and singled off of Downing's leg. He's one for two. Left hand batter. Downing into the windup. The 1-2 delivery to Seaver is just outside a curve of miss. 2-2 to count. The Yankees have had real good pitching from Ford, Bowden, and Downing in the first three ball games. We got a 1-1 game here in the last of the sixth inning. Now the 2-2 delivery to Seaver and a ground ball foul down the first base side. Pepperstone started after it and let it go down the line. Little three starting to come up here in Baltimore. Going from left to right. Any of those left-hand batters that can get a hold of one and get it into the air toward right. Got things going for them. Downing ready. Into the windup. The 2-2 delivery to Seaver. Pop high in the air toward left field. Tommy Stretch drawing back right at the track. Under it and takes it. Norm Seaver flying high to the opposite field. One away here, and that brings up John Orsino. Orsino struck out in the second inning and then singled to left. Good for an RBI for Louis Aparicio. John Orsino. Boy, he's had a hot bat. One out, nobody on. Downing second hour. Guy can hurt you. Downing delivers. There's a high pop coming back and out of play. Orsino right now has 6-for-14. That's 4 RBIs. 1 double, 2 home runs. What a trade the Orioles made with the San Francisco Giants. They gave up Coker, Fisher, and Hess. And all three of those players are now gone from the Giants. And Stu Miller and Orsino are big guns here for the Orioles. Now the one strike pitch to John Orsino. Change up, hit on the ground. Boyer, nice play to his left. Throw to first and fire time. Orsino, two up and two down on a fine play by Clay Boyer moving to his left. Here's Sam Bowen, who had an infield single in the second inning and has struck out the fourth. He's one for two. Sam Bowen spent most of last year with Rochester in the International League. Downing delivers to Bowen, who fouls it right back against the screen. Strike one. Downing takes the time. He's got the time. The one strike delivery on the way to Bowen. Swung on a miss. Strike two. Nothing and two to count. March 23rd, 1939. 25 years old, just was 25. Now the two strikes pitch the ball and drilled to left field. Press coming in fast, can't get it, base hit. High line drive that bounced about 10 feet in front of Tommy's press. So a two down. Dan Bowen comes up with his second base hit of this ball game, and the shift off of Al Downing. That brings up Brooks Robinson, the third baseman. Slide to center and slide to right. He's open two.
The Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer. The folks who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Now, as we get ready for the top of the seventh inning, coming on to carry the rest away and bring you up to date on all the scores, Mel Allen.
WOKO, Albany, New York.
In the American League, Los Angeles won Detroit nothing at the end of four innings. McBride, Rolick, Bobby Knopf homered in the fourth for the Angels. Cleveland won Kansas City nothing at the end of three. Donovan and O'Donoghue, time called because of rain. Minnesota 6, Washington 2. At the end of 5.5 innings, Stigmund against Stenhouse with Merrim and Duckworth in relief. Had a pair of homers. Chicago 9, Boston 2, the end of three innings. Peters for Chicago, Wilson for Boston, Wood in the first, and Frantzwick in the fourth for the Red Sox. Elston Howard leading off in the seventh inning, takes a pitch for a strike. Robin Roberts into the windup, delivers, and he's just outside for a ball. A 1-1 count. 1-1 the score. It's the first half of the seventh inning. Veteran right-hander delivers. Howard swings and lines one into center field. It's in there for a base hit. Taken on the second hop by Jackie Brandt. Rips his throw back in to second baseman Jerry Adair. And the Yankees collect their fourth hit. Now Cleet Poyer. The bottom third of the Yankee order here in the last, in the first and seventh. Poyer grounded to short and drew a walk. Because of the rains that washed out the opening game at the stadium, the original date for the opener, there'll be a makeup finite doubleheader of the Red Sox Tuesday, June 16th. Next pitch swung on, hit to Adair, Adair to Aparicio, on to Seaver, double play. Poyer reached for an outside pitch and grounded it to Adair. Over to Aparicio. Just in time to nip Poyer. Two down and up comes Al Downing, who flied to right and struck out. Howard's single was the first hit for the Yankees since the fourth inning. The pitch to Downing, right in there, strike one. This one's right in there, and it's hit hard to short. Grabbed by Aparicio, fires the first in time. A hard hit, one hopper that Louie went down on one knee for. No runs, one hit, no errors. No one left on at the end of 6.5 innings. The score remains the Yankees won, the Orioles won.
It's new, a remarkable new motor oil from Atlantic. Now the research laboratories of Atlantic have developed Imperial Motor Oil. The first motor oil so good, Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and shield.
New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil.
When you have to add motor oil between changes, do you blame your car? The
The fault may be with the oil you're now using, not your car. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil gives you special viscosity ranges, lasting lubricating power that often eliminates the need for that extra quart between changes. See for yourself. Try Atlantic's special ad-free offer, good till May 15th. Change now to Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil and get your ad-free car. Then if you should need an extra quart of oil within 30 days of that change, Atlantic will add that quart at no cost to you.
New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil.
Leadoff man.
balls, one strike, two down, and the pitch. It's over. Strike two. Right around the knee. Grant didn't like the call. The outfield plays him straight away. He hits all field. Infield shades him more towards third. There's a big gap in the infield between first and second. He'll be trying to pull if he can get his pitch. And the 2-2 delivery, swung on, bounced towards short, two big hops, the throw on over to first, just in time as Brandt speeds down the line. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on, and at the end of seven innings, the Yankees, one run, four hits, no errors, Baltimore, one run, five hits, and one error. Just want to remind you that the Yankees will be here again tomorrow. They play a Patriots Day doubleheader in Boston. Monday morning, we will be on the air at 10:25 on FM only, and in the afternoon at 2:55 on both AM and FM. And the Yankees then have a day off and move on to Chicago for a Wednesday game at 8:55 p.m. That's our airtime. We'll be on at 9 o'clock. That is the game will be 9 o'clock, April 22nd. And then the Yankees return home with the Baltimore Orioles Ladies' Day the following Saturday, and the Orioles will be there on Sunday the 25th and 26th. Los Angeles leads Detroit 1-0 end of 4. Cleveland 1. Kansas City 0 end of 3. Minnesota 6. Washington 2 end of 5.5. Chicago 9. Boston 2 end of 4. In the National League, Chicago 3. Philadelphia 0 end of 3.5. Pittsburgh 9. Mets 0 end of 6. St. Louis at San Francisco. Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Houston later. And for those who didn't get yesterday's scores, we'll give them to you in a little while. Phil Lynn takes the strike as we go to the first half of the eighth inning. Robin Robertson to the windup, and the pitch. It's low for a ball. 9-1. Lynn single to left, grounds to third twice. Sometimes people get early additions, and of course, some of the West Coast night games go into the wee hours of the morning. The pitch is over. 1-2 count. Top of the Yankee order, first of the eighth. This game is rocking along. One all. Each team scored a run on the fourth. Roberts delivers. Lynn swings and grounds it foul down to Crescetti. In the American League yesterday, the Orioles beat the Yanks 11-4-3. Los Angeles beat Detroit 8-3. Boston beat Chicago 4-1. And last night, Washington beat Minnesota 4-3. And Cleveland beat Kansas City 6-4. The pitch is outside. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat the Mets 4-3. Philadelphia beat the Cubs 10-8. Night games, Milwaukee 5, Houston 2, Cincinnati 7, Los Angeles 3, San Francisco 5, St. Louis 4 last night. A 2-2 pitch. Swung on line to third. Lynn lines out to Brooks Robinson. One away. Richardson takes low outside, ball one. Robin Roberts to the windup, the pitch, swung on, little roller, hit towards third, up with it is Brooks Robinson. In front of the shortstop, off in the bullpen for Baltimore. Roberts delivers to Maris, who swings and grounds it foul down the first baseline.
Red Ball dealers. Here
Here's a promise wherever you see the red ball sign. If your Atlantic dealer doesn't offer to clean your windshield and check your oil, weather permitting, you get your gasoline purchase absolutely free. Your money will be refunded on the spot. Although this offer may vary in some states, red ball service never varies. So always drive in to an Atlantic station where you see the red ball sign. Get guaranteed service. Every time. Where you see the red ball sign.
At any time on his way. And that's pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hits the second. Up with it is Richardson. Throws to Pepitone. On the third goes Aparicio. And here is Johnny Orsino. Now Howard goes out to talk to Downing.
Pitch is swung on, missed.
pitch is in there for a strike. Joe Pepitone, who is hit this on the season. He's got a bad left wrist. Robin Roberts checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. A 1-1 count. Luis Aparicio is playing Pepitone well over toward second base. Chris Robinson wide third. Roberts working rapidly. The delivery is foul to the left of the plate on a half swing. One ball, two strikes.
And
pitches. Howard takes it low. Over but low. 2-1 count. The Orioles will be at Yankee Stadium next Saturday and Sunday. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Little dribbler. Into a mound.
A guaranteed service at Atlantic Red Ball dealers?
Look, don't tell me about Red Ball service.
Pardon me?
I'm a complainer, see? Complaining is my hobby.
But there's a guarantee.
Every time I drive into a Red Ball station, the dealer cleans my windshield and checks my oil.
Of course. The offer varies in some states, but all Red Ball dealers guarantee to clean your windshield and check your oil, weather permitting. If one forgets, your gasoline purchase is free.
Yeah, but they never forget.
Never, never.
I never get anything to complain about. Time after time, they remember.
Well, why do you keep going back?
I like the service.
Yeah.
the pitch. First two in 11 innings.
is two at the end of five. Kansas City and Cleveland rained out after three innings. Indians were leading 1-0. Minnesota to Washington, 6-6 end of eight. Cleet Poyer takes the ball. Chicago 9, Boston 3 at the end of six. In the National League, Pirates 9, Mets nothing, end of six, the last we had. Next pitch fouled off. Cubs 5, Philadelphia nothing at the end of six. Giants 1, Cards nothing at the end of an inning. Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Houston later. Right-hander Dick Hall's delivery inside. Dick Hall has exceptionally good delivery, exceptionally good control, too. Big right-hander making his second appearance. Worked one inning against the White Sox on the 14th. Started his career out as an infielder. The pitch to Boyer swung on. There's a drive to deep left center. Jackie Brandt goes over and back.
fourth straight time he's been on base. Three walks and a single. And Johnny Powell is up. Took a third strike, bounced out in front of the plate, and then struck out twice afterwards. Luis Boyer has to move in. Hunter talked to Powell. He may be swinging this time. No, he shortens up. He bumps into the air. Howard's under. He has a foul ball. I think they had an idea that time. A twofold idea. Getting Aparicio to second, and maybe if he had a jump, moving him. Here's Norm Sieben. Dying watch, Louis. Nicholson's gotten up with runners. And the pitch. Outside. Sieben's had one out of four. Second receiver up before. Stretch, check to the runner, and the pitch. It's low, ball two. Go down to first, so he's back. Aparicio's got Downing worried, no question about that. In the sudden death period now, last of the tenth. Johnny Orsino up on deck. Norm Sieben up. Aparicio moving off first, the stretch. He's not going. The pitch is low, ball three. A great example of what one outstanding base runner can do to a defense. No strike. Downing pitch. Inside, ball four. Out of the dugout. Now comes Yogi Berra. And with Renneth and Nicholson warming up, that could be all for Downing. Infield. The for station identification.
Well, this is WOKO at 1460 on your dial. Time is exactly 4:36.
Looking at the scoreboard in the American League, Detroit 3, Los Angeles 2. Get the infield in with the speed of Aparicio. Stretch, they pitch. come too far in, because Aparicio will come all the way in as far as he does with a possible steal of home. Snyder can punt, drag, he can hit, he can... Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. He can hit these solid smashes. He beat out 16 bunts last year. So you can look for anything. And the defense has to deploy itself in such fashion that he's got a lot of holes. Stretch and the pitch. Swung on, there's a line drive. The throw to second is in time to get Seaver. A great play by Phil Lynn to go over to his right on the ball hit into that big gap. Serving short. He fielded it on one hop. His only play was to Barney Richardson, who grabbed the ball high and stretched as far as he could to get Seaver to retire the side. For the ball game. No run. No hit. There were no errors. And two men left on. And I have a small bulletin for you. For the third straight day, we go to the 11th inning in the first three games of the 1964 season. Score tied. 1-1. These plays that we get excited about, believe me, are worth getting excited about. And I hope you'll remember that the Orioles will be at Yankee Stadium. Saturday will be a ladies' day. That'll be the 25th. And the Orioles will be there on Sunday, April the 26th. You know, that was a tough ball for Lenz to handle. The same kind of ball that I got a base hit on off Phil Rizzuto down in Hollywood, Florida. Wasn't it, Phil? Yes, the jockey's one of those little sinners. All right, here we are now in the 11th inning, and there's a shot pass served by Bobby Richardson on the first pitch in the left field. Bobby takes a big turn and holds up. Roger Maris coming up. Russ Snyder, who batted for Sam Bowens in right field, stays in. Roger Maris walked, fouled to third, grounded to second, and grounded to first. Right-handed Dick Call's pitch is over the inside corner. Fastball, strike one. You know, when people ask you what's going to happen and all that sort of thing, and you tell them, I don't, they don't believe you. I can assure you, the last thing I ever thought of was that the first three games of the year would be go at least 11 innings deep. Here's the pitch, and it's outside and high. Ball one, 1-1. You get overtime, Joe? I know the rest of it, though. The 1-1 pitch. It's high. Ball two, 2-1. Westock and Mike McCormick warming up for Baltimore. Bobby Richardson leading away from first. Dick Hall's pitch swung on, foul back, out of play. Say one thing, Pete Mickelson has gotten some great training for a rookie. He came in yesterday, bases loaded, nobody out. Snyder punched the single through the drawn-in infield for the winning run. Came in there and seventh inning.
Pitch and the batter shortens up and bunts. Foul. back to the screen. Strike one. All's out on deck. But McCormick and Stott are warming up. Is bunted, and it's fouled right at the plate. Strike two. Nothing is two. Howard's arguing that the ball is fair, and so is Pepitone. Now Billy Hunter comes up to talk to Adair. And this is an interesting situation. Gamble in the ball game. We gamble on a bunt, two strikes, or you have him swinging away. I'll tell you this, Boyer is backed up some. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. It's right on. Fastball at tail end zone. And Willie Kirkland's got a hit for Dick Hall. Pete Mickelson in relief of Al Downing. stretch. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing and two. A two-strike count on Jackie Brandt. Up at that plate, though, challenging the pitcher. Brooks Robinson representing the winning run on second. Willie Kirkland on first. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A beautiful curveball. And they're two down, and up comes Yogi Berra.
pause for station identification. This is W.
WOKO in Albany, New York. It's 1 minute past five. Struck out the side in the 11th, giving up a hit to Robinson, struck out Adair, walked Kirkham, batting for Hall, struck out Brandt, an error by Boyer, loading the bases, and Phil Lynn, whose error yesterday led to the victory for the Orioles in the 11th inning, made an amazing play. As he stopped the ball after he'd gotten by Boyer and kept the winning run at third, and then Nicholson struck out Powell. At the end of 11 innings, New York, one run, seven hits, one error. Baltimore, one run, eight hits, and one error. Each team scored in the fourth inning. Elsewhere, Detroit 3, Los Angeles 2. And that's at the end of seven and a half innings. Minnesota beat Washington in 10 innings, 8-6. Chicago 9, Boston 3 at the end of 7.5. In the National League, Pittsburgh 9, New York nothing. They've gone 6 innings. We've had trouble getting scores because of some labor difficulties. It is 5-0 Cubs over the Phils at the end of 7.5. St. Louis and San Francisco won all end of 3. And that's all we have for present time. Now, Wes Stock pitching to Tom Trash for a strike as we go to the 12th inning. The next pitch is high for a ball. Swung on, a little tap to the mound. Stock has it, throws on to Seabrook, one away. Up comes Joe Pepitone. Over the first 11 innings, the Yankees, in compiling seven hits, have had only one inning in which they were able to produce more than one hit. And that was in the fourth when they got their run. The same holds true for the Orioles. West Stock's delivery swung on. There's the bouncer down to see, but he loses it, picks it up, throws to the pitcher in time. Up and two away. The ball bounced up and hit Seabrook in the face. He looked around for it. Towards the bag. Here's Elston Howard. Grounded to short. Intentionally fast. Single to center and hit to the box. The pitch is outside, ball one. Last year, West Stock won seven games and didn't lose any in relief. The pitch is in there for a strike. And he has a fantastic lifetime record as a relief pitcher with the Orioles. 17-4. Neither won nor lost against New York. Here's the pitch, swung on, a little roller down the third baseline, could be beaten out. Let's see, the throw. A great play. Brooks Robinson, who came in at full speed, barehanded the ball, with a perfect throw, got Elston Howard. It couldn't have been played better. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 11 and a half innings, Yankees nothing and Baltimore nothing.
It's new
Atlantic.
Now the research laboratories of Atlantic have developed Imperial Motor Oil, the first motor oil so good Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and shield.
New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil.
When you have to add motor oil between changes, do you blame your car? The fault may be with the oil you're now using, not your car. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil gives you special viscosity ranges, lasting lubricating power that often eliminates the need for that extra quart between changes. See for yourself. Try Atlantic's special ad-free offer, good till May 15th. Change now to Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil and get your ad-free cars. Then if you should need an extra quart of oil within 30 days of that change, Atlantic will add that quart at no cost to you.
New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. about 16 bunts last year. So we'll see how Hank Bauer plays it. He's tough to double up. The stretch and the pitch. Bunted foul. Strike one. Charging into the plate, leaving third base wide open. But with the shortstop Lenz racing toward third with the release of the pitch, hoping to decoy the runner off second to third. Two strikes on Snyder. Mickelson ready. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Single. And that's all the runs Sebring walked, was sacrificed to second by Orsino when Howard's throw was just a speck late. And after Snyder, who had gotten into the game batting for Bowens in the 10th, he had broken up the game yesterday off Nicholson in the 11th inning and struck out. Brooks Robinson stepped up with two down and slammed the first pitch into left center for a double, scoring Sebring from second with a winning run of the ball game.